In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday, today, the 26th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Here with The American Economy in the Fall of 2018 in three stanzas, performed today by Fed Chair Jay Powell. Mr. Chairman, the mic is yours.
Our economy is strong. Growth is running at a healthy clip. Unemployment is low. The number of people working is rising steadily. And wages are up. Inflation is low and stable.
Now, the second stanza, the transition.
All of these are very good signs.
And the third stanza, the hedge.
Of course, that's not to say that everything is perfect. The benefits of this strong economy have not reached all Americans. Many of our country's economic challenges are beyond the scope of the Fed, but my colleagues and I are doing all we can to keep the economy strong, healthy, and moving forward.
Bottom line, the economy is doing well enough that the Fed felt comfortable enough today to raise the short-term interest rate of controls another 0.25% to 2.25%. Chair Powell took questions for about an hour. Some were a tad weedy, some more newsy on the impact of trade and tariffs, for instance. First, from the chairman, came the disclaimer.
So I guess I need to start by saying that we're not responsible for trade policy, and we don't comment on particular, trade actions and that sort of thing.
And then came the but.
We've been hearing a rising chorus of concerns from businesses all over the country about disruption of supply chains, materials cost increases, and loss of markets and things like that.
Which, in that way that the global economy goes, gets us to the corporate story of the day, led by this piece of audio from Jim Hackett. He's the CEO of the Ford Motor Company, speaking today at a Bloomberg event.
From Ford's perspective, the metals tariffs took about $1 billion of profit from us, which the irony is we source most of that in the U.S. today anyways.
The metal tariffs, of course, are the Trump administration's steel and aluminum tariffs that got this whole import tax ball rolling this past spring. The interesting bit of what Hackett said is that this is where the tariff story veers firmly into the that is the way they're supposed to work lane. Marketplace's Renata Sago has that one.
When the Trump administration slapped a 25% tariff on steel shipped to the U.S. in June, the idea was we raise the price of foreign steel, and that'll force companies that need the raw material to buy domestic instead. John Bozzella runs the trade group Global Automakers. He says we forgot one thing about tariffs.
U.S. steel producers, because they're protected now from foreign competition, have raised their prices almost to the same level of the tariffs.
Domestic steel companies are seeing a boost to their bottom lines. One of the biggest, U.S. Steel, projects record revenue growth by the end of this year. But a much larger group is losing out. American and foreign companies that manufacture in the U.S. and firms that export goods from this country.
But our exports to other countries around the world have now gotten more expensive because other countries are retaliating.
By imposing tariffs of their own on goods exported from the U.S., automakers face some stiff headwinds right now. Car sales are down just as they say they need to maximize profits to pay for newer, safer cars and compete technologically. Ed Kim is vice president of industry at the research firm Auto Pacific.
Whether you're Ford or whether you're Toyota or Honda, this is bad news no matter who you are.
He says many car companies are eating up the higher steel prices for now, but pretty soon, he says, they'll hit consumers too. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
On that last bit from Renata, by the way, about tariffs eventually affecting consumers, so too will the Fed's steady raising of interest rates, and soon, too. We put together an explainer of where in your wallet those interest rates might hit you. It's at marketplace.org.